Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Arielle Lori, host of the Blonde Files podcast, where every Wednesday I cover all things wellness. After nearly dying from addiction almost 9 years ago, I have been on a mission to live my best, most fulfilled life, and I'm sharing everything with you, from how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and even cosmetic procedures. I cover it all with raw, candid conversations with the industry's top experts and inspirational guests. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
Podcast, Taste of Taylor. The last time I was home, everybody slid into my DMs and said, like, please have Babsy on. Babsy's my mom, in case you're new here. And we didn't get a chance to record, so we are now literally driving to the airport. We came here for Thanksgiving. We were so busy having so much fun. And so my dad is driving us to the airport, which is very dangerous because he has two speeds. He either drives very slow, like dangerously slow,
when we're in a hurry,
or he just literally crossed a double yellow line for no reason. So anyway, our lives are in jeopardy, but we did it for the people. Welcome back to the podcast, Mamala, a.k.a. Babsy. Hey, Mama, hey.
Hi, baby. Hi.
Mama, you're on. I am dying to tell you something that my wife did.
Okay.
Because I need your parental advice to me, okay?
She's sitting here in the car listening
to us. Oh, yeah, she's here. Dad's here. Tay's in the front.
Well, I'm nervous because I feel...
Don't you dare change your opinion because she's here. And you have to remember that but she edits everything. So she's hearing everything no matter what.
I know.
Okay. It's just a little... It slaps a little different to talk shit about somebody when they're literally...
No, I feel compelled to take your side because you're my daughter. But then she's my daughter, too.
Yes, she is.
And I love her so much. And I don't want you two to fight if I agree with her and I don't agree with you, or you'll
get fight
mad at me.
If you don't agree with me.
I know we will. So
you
I'm
should
under
definitely
pressure from both sides.
Agree. Yes.
She's more easygoing. I'll just say in advance, I'm probably going to side with you.
You
just so you don't bite my head off.
I'm a bitch. No, I actually think that you're going to agree with me whether Teddy was here or not, because this is the most insane thing I've ever experienced in my life. Okay.
All right, let's go.
So just to establish what we've already established on this podcast, my wife is obsessed with having children, correct?
I do know that, yeah.
I am obsessed with
not having children,
correct. Okay. So.
But I understand her because I was obsessed with having children.
How about you
and
try to.
And her father was the same way.
A dad was neutral. He's full of shit.
No, he did not want to have a baby when I wanted to have a baby. He would have waited forever.
He would have waited forever.
He's the master of putting me off.
Dad, you are not allowed to talk during this podcast.
You're not in the podcast. Just be quiet. He is the master of putting me off, but pretending like he's not. Like,
you know what? I don't want to talk about this in front of my wife because this is exactly what I'm good at, and I do not want her to know my tricks, okay?
Okay.
I learned it from my daddy.
Oh, you sure did that.
Well, no, but seriously, how long did you want kids, like, until, like, you finally had them, time-wise?
Oh, my gosh, probably 3 years.
Okay.
Yep, probably 3 years.
That's a better man than me.
I could have had a baby at... I'm glad, though, now in retrospect that we waited.
Oh!
I really am.
Because?
I was 27. I mean, that
baby.
When I had you, yeah.
That's psychotic.
And,
what does it feel like to want a child? Because I definitely don't know what that feels like.
It's... an ache.
In your vagina piece?
No, not in your vagina, vagina piece in your heart.
Ew.
Just
like heartburn?
A baby so bad, it like hurts your heart.
Does it, when you see other people's babies, does it make it hurt more?
Yes. Yes.
Tay, how much does your heart hurt after being with my niece Scarlett? A lot?
Oh,
really?
She's such a cute baby too.
Tay and I had, first of all, aunt of the year. Tay and I had Tay's nephew. I mean, he's our nephew, but you know, he's her blood relative.
Right, right.
Although I will say, I was there in the hospital when he was born.
Oh.
Him and his hairy back when he was born.
That's
I was there.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember, did he have a really hairy back?
Oh, my God. He came out like a little baby gorilla.
Oh, my gosh. He's so cute now.
He's so cute.
Oh, my
He's
God.
Always been adorable.
He's the middle one, though, right? He's mushy armpits.
Yeah, so years ago, he said to me when he was, like, probably three, he slept in bed with me and Tay, which honestly is, why does anyone sleep with a child? The kicking?
I know.
It's next level.
You think it's going to be fun, and they're so cute and snuggly, but it's torture.
They hot? They spin like a whirl of shervy,
yeah.
And they kick you the whole time.
A whirl of shervy.
It's terrible.
A whirling dervish.
Whatever. So, really?
Whirling
I haven't said whirl of shervy for about 5 years now. She's on brand. She's consistent.
I love when you do that.
So what? Act stupid?
No,
am
no,
stupid?
Just
okay,
say,
great.
Say
enabler.
That are a little bit off.
This podcast is called Enabler. Okay.
I think
you really are an enabler.
I know I am. I can't help it. I just love you kids so much. Okay.
So when he was like three, he slept in bed with us and I like got hot. So I like took my sweatshirt off or whatever. And I like had like a tank top on. And you know, I mean, now thanks to Ozempic, I'll show my armpits to everybody. I've got the armpits of a fucking supermodel.
Just show them off, baby.
But 5 years ago, I had shameful. I was Pillsbury Doughboy pits. So I hid them from everyone, but I thought
checks out armpits. I mean,
well, that's a great question, Mom.
Yeah.
So I felt safer on a 3-year-old because a three-year-old.
Like,
what
armpits.
Do they know?
Nobody yeah. checks out armpits.
And we woke up in the morning and he went, oh. So first he like said to Tay, so it was a door closed and he looked at me and table like this, oh, a dosed. Okay.
You were the dosed.
A dosed. You can't be threatened by someone that can barely talk. But alas, he found the words. And he looked at me shortly thereafter and he went, Aunt Tay, I'm Aunt Tay, she's Aunt Teddy. Aunt Tay, your armpits are too mushy. And I understood that. And I was horrified. And from then on out.
Explain to me, what is a mushy armpit?
It's fat. It's a fat armpit.
Where? Fat where?
You know. Well, I actually, so most people's armpits are convex.
Concave.
I'm sorry, convex.
Concave.
Concave.
And
they go in.
And yours were convex.
The Lord above blessed me with convex pits. So they poof out. They where they should go in, they go out.
Always?
Always. Even when I'm skinny. I've always had bad pits.
Even Ozempic armpits?
The Zemps might make the pits sexy, finally. But want to see them? Fine, I'll show you. Hold on.
No, I don't.
Yeah, give me a second. I wear t-shirts now. It should be a little bit easier. Hold on.
I am waiting.
You're going to tell the truth.
Bated breath.
Are you going to tell the people the truth? This is my pit.
Oh, Tay.
You see it?
It's toe mushy.
It is toe mushy. Look at it. I'm the skinniest I've been in forever, and it's still, look at that. It's got like a little bit like a little tuft on it.
It's so funny.
It's like, it's like it's got its own little, like a fupa, a pit fupa.
You want to check mine out?
What the hell? I want to get plastic surgery on my pit.
Just see what mine are like.
Yours are gorgeous.
No,
I've seen them. I don't want to see them. I have no time for this.
All right, go ahead.
But this summer, he said to me, Aunt Tay, he said, your shoes are so fat. I had these like big puffy shoes, you know, the silver shoes?
Yeah.
Your shoes are fat.
They are
fat shoes. Yeah. They're so cute though.
They are cute.
So he said, your shoes are so fat and your feet are so skinny. I said, James.
Did you fall in love?
You are my new best friend.
That
yes.
Did it. That did
so
it.
Anyway, so James, all he wanted for his birthday, are you ready for this? Was to do a sleepover with the Ann Taylors.
He loves you guys so,
so
much.
Sweet. So
it's so cute.
We watched Adventures of Babysitting and he was soups into it. We ate crabs. Like a soup crab.
He likes crab.
We had an adult night.
Whoa.
It was cool. And
right.
Then we ate sundaes.
I'm so proud of James.
I know. He was
being so adult.
He was the man. So anyway,
what, his like fifth birthday? How old is he?
He's like eight now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I said to Tay, listen, I've slept with James before. I ain't doing it again. So I've learned a lesson. And we have a king size bed, but still.
Yeah, your bet's huge.
So I should say, if you want to sleep on the couches with James, like, that's cool. Be my guest. And I've been a little sick that week, so I really needed to sleep, okay? Yeah. It was like a priority. So,
but he didn't. He slept in your bed.
We said, we'll blow up an air mattress. It's like a queen. It's big. You and Dad slept on it last Thanksgiving. It's big.
Yeah.
So we said, we'll blow it up and you can sleep in our room with us, right? Because Tate was like, I don't want to sleep away from you, which is an important part of this detail because she certainly slept far away from me after the shit she pulled.
Oh.
What
did she do?
So James is like, we're all exhausted. James is like about to fall asleep. And like, I fall asleep watching my iPad. So I said to James, like, okay, hey, warning. You might need a television t-shirt because that's what Tay does. She puts like something on her face every night because my iPad t-shirt is like glowing blue light in the dark. So he's like, yeah, I'm ready for bed. Like, he is literally in his air bed. It's like touching our bed. It's adorable.
Perfect.
It's great.
Perfect.
And then Tay's like, James, would you like a bedtime story? He's like, yes, I would. So we say, come on between us. We'll read you a bedtime story. So he's like laying between us. And I'm thinking to myself, this is dangerous because bedtime stories lead to sleeping, but like we can like lift him up and put him in his bed, whatever. So Tay's like, what kind of story? And we're like, I don't know, just like a bedtime story. And she's like, what about like a scary story?
Teddy.
And I'm like, I look at her like, a scary story? Why would we want to read him a scary story when we're trying to put him in an air bed next to us?
Uh-oh.
So he's all like, yeah, you know?
Oh.
So Tay's like, well,
Tay, I think you're winning this argument. Yeah. I think I am going to agree with you. That was not a smart move.
So Tay starts reading the story. So she's like looking through.
Would he not go to bed after
this? Just let me tell the story. You tell me if you would go to bed at 8 years old.
Okay. Oh, you're going to read me the story?
I have the story.
Okay.
So she's looking for stories and she finds like this website that has like short stories that are like a little scary.
Is it a little scary or a lot scary?
You be the judge.
Okay.
This
looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Every Plate. If you are hoping to budget your food expenses this holiday season, I need you to listen up because I got the answer. It's Every Plate. Get even more bang for your bite with America's Best Value Meal Kit. Choose Every Plate over freaking takeout to save money while enjoying fresh, satisfying meals. The way I used to spend money on takeout, and it's expensive, and it doesn't even taste good. That's the real kicker. But with Every Plate, not only are their meals 50% cheaper than your average fast casual meal, they're so easy to make, and they are tres delicioso. And need I remind you, affordable. It's like, why are we doing anything else? And every plate recipes include only the highest quality ingredients, including sustainably sourced seafood that meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium seafood ranking. So you know your meals will be fresh and flavorful. And every plate provides a delicious variety, so you're never going to get stuck in a cooking rut. With 26 tasty and affordable recipes that change every week, it's easy to find something flavorful and satisfying for every meal of the day. The crispy buffalo ranch chicken with honey roasted carrots and mashed potatoes, you guys, it's out of this world. Plus, with every plate, they make everything so easy, and especially with the holidays, they're so busy. And with every plate, you can literally take your time back with fewer trips to the grocery store. And if that wasn't amazing enough, they deliver it right to your front door. Their meals are ready in 6 simple steps. Yeah. Every plate, the meal's delivered directly to your door, and everything is pre-portioned, all the ingredients. You can get started with every plate for just $1.49. $1.49 per meal. Plus $1 steaks for life, by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering my code 49Taylor. And just remember, subscriptions must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steaks. Again, that's everyplate.com, everyplate.com/podcast, podcast, and my code 49Taylor. Again, that's everyplate.com/podcast and my code 49Taylor. And now back to the podcast. A father wants to say goodnight to his son, as it was routine since he knew his son would have trouble sleeping if he didn't. Right then, Mom, I go like this to Tay. Nope.
Yeah.
I already know. You know. Child sleeping?
Uh-oh.
Give me a fucking break.
Uh-oh.
So it was a sort of silent tradition between them. One he never forgot to attend. The room was dimly lit by the lamp. But the father could clearly see there was something unusual about the kid tonight. Again, I'm like, no, stop, no.
Oh, no.
He looked the same, just with a huge grin that drew from ear to ear.
What? Spooky.
First of all, here's the thing.
Creepy.
The number one scariest thing in the world is from the stupid movie, what's it called? Hereditary. And it's the woman from that shoe movie with Cameron Diaz. You know that woman?
Shoe movie.
Well, to me, she's wagging on the ceiling because there's a movie where she's crawling on the ceiling. It's the scariest shit I've ever seen. I'll never unsee it. Toni Collette.
Okay, I haven't seen it, but...
The number two scariest thing is any middle-aged white woman crawling on the ground.
That's
in the dark.
Scary.
Fucking
yes,
terrifying.
Yes.
Usually with gray, long, stringy hair.
Oh, yeah.
And the third scariest thing is a child grinning ear to ear.
Like possessed.
We're not even there yet. So he says, the dad, you okay, buddy? He asked. The son nodded, still grinning.
This is like Exorcist.
Before saying, Daddy, check for monsters under my bed.
Oh, no.
I am like, is she for fucking real right now?
Did she pre-read the story or was this
sure
like
off didn't.
The
cuff? But now she's in it.
Uh-oh.
So we got to finish it. We shouldn't have, by the way. So here we go. The father chuckled and got on his knee to take a look. There, under the bed, was his son. His real son.
What?
Pale, trembling, and scared to death.
No, this is so...
He whispered, Daddy, there's someone on my bed. The end.
No! No.
Is she okay?
Did he scream at the end?
He's like literally quivering in my arms. I was like, James, are you okay? And he looks at me, he goes like this. No. He was like literally in spooning me. He was so scared.
No.
So I was like, James, do you want to sleep with us? And he was like, yes, please.
Oh my God.
Okay, so first of all,
Teddy, you are the child whisperer. How in the world?
What in the hell? So, and also, I don't want kids. She wants kids, and this is what she's going to do on a sleepover?
No way. Oh, my God.
So I have a conspiracy theory. First of all, so what? Moronic. Moronic?
Well.
In what world? If Daddy did that, you would kill him.
I'd be so mad.
So mad.
I'd say, you idiot. Who does that when they're trying to get a kid to go to bed?
What? You can't even tell that story during the day.
Was he up all night?
No, he did fall asleep because he was exhausted from kicking me.
Oh, no.
It was, I was so mad at Tay, but I have a conspiracy theory. Want to hear it?
Yes.
What I think, as I was laying there seething.
I can't believe he fell asleep.
I literally can't believe anyone fell asleep, quite frankly. And I even said to James, I was like, James, our bed doesn't have an under the bed because it doesn't, it's so
it
low.
Doesn't.
And he was like, there, I can see a crack.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, geez.
No.
A miniature version of you could be under the bed. I have a conspiracy theory. The conspiracy theory is that Tay, the whole time, wanted James to sleep with us.
Oh.
And because she knows better. And so she was like, if I read kind of like a scary story, then like
right.
He will get scared. And Tay, because she is an empath.
Yeah.
Her EQ is incredibly high that she'll be like, oh, forget it, James, you can sleep with us. So she manipulated me and connived me into letting him sleep with us. Taylor Donahue, is that what you did?
She was laughing.
Well, when Tay got up like a few hours later in the middle of the night to pee, I was like, James, go over on the side of the bed. And I pushed him over. I almost said to her, like, you should go sleep on the couch tonight and I'll sleep in bed with James.
If I were you, I would have gotten out of the bed and slept on the arrow bed and left the two of them.
No way. That is
each
no
other.
Way. No way.
You're right. That's enabling.
So anyway.
See what an enabler I am.
Oh, my God. So anyway, that is the dumbest thing my wife has ever done.
I agree. I think that was, Teddy, I'm shocked.
But that's the thing is, like, now I'm scared. Yes. I mean, so, like, but, like, I.
Now you're scared to have kids, even more scared.
Even more scared to have
you're
kids.
Like, she's going to really, like,
right.
Make this whole process.
Because I'm going to, I'm like, you can't, like, raise a child with an unhinged person. And clearly an unwell person is the only kind of person that would do that. So, no, but
she
I am.
She just had a weak moment.
I really don't know what happened, but we are going to tag on another 6 months to pushing off getting pregnant to that. That's the penalty.
Oh, that's the penalty.
Did you guys let me sleep with you, though, when I was little? Like, what would you do when I would come in the middle of the night? Because this is, like, my new biggest fear is that we are going to have a child who, like, insists on sleeping with us.
I love to sleep so much that I don't believe we ever let you guys sleep in bed with us. I think if you came in, oh, yes, that's right.
What?
He's right.
What dad
we,
said?
If you came in the middle of the night crying, we'd make you a little bed on the floor.
That's what I said.
And a pillow.
I have this like distant memory.
We let you stay because you were scared, but we made it uncomfortable enough.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be something you'd want to do every night.
And honestly, when underneath the bed is the scariest part of the bed.
Yeah.
So it's genius to make them sleep on the floor because it's kind of like, what's scarier? Being alone in your bed or being next to the bed where the kid's underneath there shaking because the child's grinning on top of the bed.
No. I was always terrified of under the bed. Even as an
adult
teenager, oh. I can remember running down the hall and jumping from like the bedroom door.
I still do it at your house. I'm terrified of under your bed. I've been known to check underneath my bed at your house.
The one
now.
In the room you slept in last night.
Correct.
You know you should be scared because you know what's under that bed.
What's under that bed?
Your old wedding dress.
That's fucking hilarious. I'm terrified.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Skylight Frame. Okay, if holiday shopping stresses you out AF, yes, and I understand, me too, and you're looking for a perfect no-fail gift, I need you to listen up because I've literally got the answer. Skylight Frame. Skylight is a touchscreen photo frame that you can send photos to straight from your phone and they appear in literal seconds. It's the perfect gift for everyone, and I mean everyone. It's amazing for your spouse, really great for commemorating a special event like a wedding, a honeymoon, and reliving all of those shared memories for years years and years together. So here's the deal. Get all the brownie points in the world because you can even preload your photos before the box is open. Yeah. So when it's unwrapped and plugged in, your most treasured memories will appear. So thoughtful. It's also a great group gift, especially when you have new parents in the group, because you can invite multiple friends and family members to share photos to the same frame. Yeah, you catch my drift? It's a great private way to share photos without having to post them to the world on social media. I don't know about your parents, but my parents are terrible with technology. They literally thought their modem was their cable box for 6 months. And they wondered why their TV wasn't working. But even my parents know how to use a Skylight frame. I'm telling you, they're like whizzes at it. And that's because Skylight's so easy to use. It's actually intuitive. The photos are displayed in HD resolution. They look chef's kiss. And it looks like a real modern photo frame. So you can set it up in portrait or landscape mode. And the larger 15-inch frames can actually be wall mounted. And colors galore. Black, white, silver, limited edition poppy, which is like an orangey red and gold. They're stunning. Satisfaction is guaranteed, and they're so confident that you're going to love Skylight, they offer a free 120-day return. That's when you know it's the good. They have over 1 million happy customers, thousands of 5-star reviews, and it's available in over 30 countries. So what are you waiting for? Get the gift that everyone's going to love right now, and I have a special limited-time offer for my listeners. Get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com/Taylor. Again, to get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight frame, just go to skylightframe.com/Taylor. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/TAYLOR. One more time, skylightframe.com/Taylor. And now back to the podcast. This Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? Because I'm definitely thankful for Ozempic. That's my number one.
I want to be on Ozempic.
No. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for
Dad's waving. Dad's waving his hand.
That all my kids came home. It was so much fun.
Did you have so much fun?
Yes.
You kind of got a little stressed though on Thanksgiving.
I'm so stressed. Thanksgiving.
Why? What happened?
I'm just tired. I'm exhausted from, you know.
Life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working full time now and I'm helping to take care of my sisters.
Yep.
And I'm just really tired.
Yeah.
But it just was so nice to have everybody together. Didn't you think it was so nice?
It was nice.
Everyone home. I loved that. So I'm very grateful for that. And I'm so grateful that Zach cooked the turkey.
That was the best thing ever.
That was huge. Not to have to worky. Not to have to worry about the turkey.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Worky in the turkey.
I didn't have to worry about the turkey being undercooked or overcooked. It was huge that Zach did that.
Huge.
And when I went out with my sister to find some last minute things that we needed and I came home and everything was prepared.
Everything.
That was like the greatest gift ever.
We like did everything.
The greatest gift adult children could ever give them.
Everything was prepared, ready to go, and everything was clean.
It was amazing. It was amazing. That is what I was the most grateful for.
Thankful for.
So amazing. Yes, thank
and
you.
And for baby Scarlett.
Oh, and she's so cute.
I'm pretty in love with her, I'm not going to lie.
She's adorable.
She is so cute.
Okay, question. Does she make you want to have a baby?
No.
Yeah. I would think she would do it to anybody.
No. Nothing is going to make me want a baby until I actually have one. That's just how it's going to go.
You'll fall in love with it.
I actually got the nicest DM from somebody who was basically like, Taylor, I literally was you. Like, so terrified of having a baby. I got pregnant. I cried. Like, I was like, I don't want it. And she said, and then she had the baby, and she's like so friggin' obsessed, madly in love, and did not anticipate it at all.
That happens. Yeah. That happens. I cried when I found out I was pregnant.
Was Zach. I remember.
And I even wanted, like, I kind of was sad we weren't going to have a third. And then I was like, oh, I can't do this again because I'm so sick with my pregnancies.
Right.
And then.
And you can say it. And he's your favorite.
No, I'm not going to say it. He's not my favorite. He's just different. It's different because he's the first boy after two girls. It's
sure,
different.
Sure.
No, he's not my favorite.
Yes, Paige is Dad's favorite.
No,
Zach is your favorite. And I'm the funniest.
No, I don't have a favorite. I do not have a favorite. I really don't.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
I don't believe you.
No, I don't. You're all my favorite for different reasons.
So fine, go through the reasons.
Okay. You are so fun and funny and entertaining, and I so love, like, You would be my best friend if you weren't my daughter.
That is the best compliment ever, and I concur.
I would choose you.
I concur. You're my best friend.
I would choose you to be my best friend because you are a blast.
I actually have really good friends now. Like, I really do. I've been speaking of what I'm thankful for. I'm really thankful for the friend group that, it's not even a group. It's just like the friend people that I have in my life. Some people are in kind of a group, and other people, you know, like Stassi and Bo, of course, live across the country. But like, I really do finally, I'm 40. I finally feel like I have friends that like really love me and like aren't like pieces of shit to me. So
oh, nice.
I'm really, really, really thankful for my friends. Like, I really love and adore my friends. I feel really safe around them. And like, I really feel
That's like they love and protect me. That's
great.
That's friendship. That's what it's supposed to be like.
It's finally. It only took me like half my life to get there. But alas,
you
finally.
You just had to get a little picky.
I'm there. But I was saying to Tay that I think that I kind of had shitty friends and let people be shitty for so long because I didn't need them, because you were my best friend.
Aww.
For real.
Aww.
I'm serious, because like you and I just had so much fun together.
I still have so much fun. I have more fun with you, I think, than anybody.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I do.
I'm a blast.
You're a blast.
You're so much fun. Though, Babsy.
Thanks. You're welcome.
We have so much fun together. So I am your best friend. Continue with the kids.
Paige. Oh.
I feel like Paige is just you.
Paige is kind.
So kind.
And she's so thoughtful.
She really is.
She's so, like,
good.
Yeah.
She really is.
She's a wonderful, wonderful person. And I love her so much for that. She's just
She's
all
sweet. She's kind. She's caring. She's helpful. She's, like, all the positive attributes that, like, a woman should be.
It's kind of like you two are like my sisters. You are like Betsy.
Totally.
Fun and funny and a blast to hang out with, and you make me laugh. And Paige is like Bonnie.
Totally.
She's sweet and kind and thoughtful, right?
Yeah.
And Zach is just
Zach.
He's my only boy.
Yep.
He's so smart. He's so interesting. He's so kind. Like,
oh,
he's such
a
humanitarian.
And he is. And he never needs praise.
No.
Ever.
At all.
Like, he just, like, does it. Dad never talked about that. He does things, like, quietly, unlike his father.
I was just going to say that.
Dad's literally driving and pointing to himself, like,
noticed.
First of all, Dad, you're not one of the children.
I noticed.
Although I know you think you're the brat brother.
Well, he is the youngest child.
Yes, he is.
He's the baby.
Dad is the baby of the family.
And
so what do you love so much about Daddy?
Oh, that's a little more difficult today. Given that he teased me the whole first half of this drive. Okay, this is what I love about Dad.
Okay.
And I tell him this all the time. When he tries to be funny and he embarrasses me.
Yeah.
Or says something like a totally crude and then thinks that we should all laugh.
Yes.
My sisters look at him in utter disgust. Like, what is wrong with you, you savage? Where are your manners? I tell him this all the time. Don't try to be funny. You're not the funny one.
But he is when he doesn't try.
When he doesn't try.
But
when he tries, he's not funny at all. So he's handsome.
Handsome.
He's a
baby of Majora.
He's a hunk.
He's a hunk,
so
of burning love.
He's so smart. Very smart.
Yes.
Very successful.
Brilliant. So successful and doesn't understand he is. And this is something that I'm so much like Dad. And so I remember watching Dad being sad that Dad couldn't enjoy his success because he's so successful, because he compares himself to other people. And like, when I say other people, I mean Bill Gates, who literally was in his graduating class at Harvard.
Right.
Like, impossible.
Exactly.
That's like me comparing myself to Kate Bosworth all the time.
Well, not quite.
I guess it's a little bit different.
But I say to him all the time, isn't that enough? Like, really, isn't that enough to be smart
so
and
successful and handsome
and so good looking?
Yes.
And people love him. His patients love him.
To die for.
Like, so why do you have to be everything? Like, don't try to be funny. On top of it all, just be who you are.
Dad, just remember that I dated somebody, Mom, who would say, I love to annoy you, literally, in front of my family. It was so mortifying. And That's dad. You don't want to be, I love to annoy you, right? We should all aspire to never be, I love to annoy you. Just like that.
Exactly.
And what do you love about Teddy, your favorite child?
Oh, Teddy. Teddy is like sugar and spice and everything nice.
Oh.
And she's a lovely person. She's very thoughtful. You know what Teddy is?
What?
She's a mix between you and Paige.
Oh, what a combo.
Like the best of both.
Wait, so does that mean that you think Teddy is funny?
Yes, very funny. She's hysterical. She's entertaining. She's so kind and so thoughtful. Like, she sees that something needs to be done, and she runs and does it without you even asking.
She does?
I notice she does that a lot.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. She doesn't do it in our house.
No, she does it in our house. She does. She's like, I caught her doing something today. I thought,
please tell me.
Oh, my God. She can see that I'm struggling, and I need, like, whatever it was. And she ran upstairs and got it, came back with it. Now I can't remember what it was.
Scissors
Teddy,
or something?
Do you remember what it was? I was trying to do something, and I was struggling, and I saw you out of the corner of my eye run up the stairs and get something and come back down with it. I was like, she's just always paying attention, at least in our house. She is.
No, she does. Okay, two more things before I let you go. Questions actually from listeners that they wanted me to ask you. Because, like, listen, I've talked about you on the air for so long. And so the audience loves when you come on because you get to actually, like, set the record straight about certain things.
Okay.
So, number one, what's your beef with shaving above the knee? What the hell is that about? When I was little, for some reason, you thought, like, if I shaved my thighs, which, by the way, were hairy, that I would, like, somehow become the town tramp.
No, I did not think you'd be the town tramp.
What's up with shaving your thighs?
Nobody shaves above the thigh.
What are you talking about? Everybody shaves above the thighs.
I don't, and I don't have any hair up there. My mother always said you don't shave above your knees because then you'll have to shave above your knees for the rest of your life because you'll create, like, this hairy beast thigh.
Well, maybe.
Do you have hair? Do you shave above the knee?
Of course I shave above the knee.
And you have to do it all the time. Now you have to shave your whole leg.
Of course I do. It takes literally 3 seconds.
What if you didn't? How much hair would there be?
It really wouldn't be bad at all.
We'll see.
But then why have hairs?
Well, why would you create a hair suit where there didn't need to be
one? A hair suit. Okay. And the second thing is, what's your beef with jeans?
Jeans are not comfortable.
You think they're hard pants, don't you?
Yeah, I don't love them.
They hurt your vagina piece?
No, not my
Don't tell that. Tell the truth. Tell everybody.
Not my vagina piece.
They hurt your butt piece?
I just think they're very uncomfortable. It's hard to find a pair that fit. They're not comfortable. Plus, okay, this is it. This is the beef with jeans.
Okay.
I went to Catholic school growing up.
And God hates denim?
No, no.
Jesus hates denim?
No.
I heard Jesus rocked a pair of jeans. His ass. Meow. Sacrilege.
So bad.
Yeah, I burst into flames when I walk into church before I decided I was a lesbian.
Stop.
Jesus has sexy abs, and I will not be silent.
Every time I record...
He's an 8-pack.
Every time I record with you, you do this to me.
I want
to
bring
you
up Jesus.
You make me laugh so hard at the end. Stop. Listen.
It's tradition.
Listen. Jeans.
Jesus was fine. Jesus had a man bun.
I love man buns.
I can't wait to hear the voicemails from this episode.
Man buns.
Your episode's disgusting, talking about Jesus in a sexual manner. I think Jesus would appreciate it.
Stop. Wait a minute.
Tiny nipples?
There we go again. You kill me.
That man can rock a headband.
Stop. Oh my, okay, listen, go. Jeans, back to jeans. Let's get off the Jesus
wagon. Back to Jesus jeans,
no,
continue.
No, they just, first of all, they're uncomfortable. I went to Catholic school. We had to wear uniforms. No one was allowed to wear jeans when I was growing up to school.
Okay.
Not even public school kids didn't wear jeans. So I thought you should get a little more dressed up for school. And it was not that casual. I'm sorry. I was behind the times. I totally embarrassed and
mortified
you.
Our babysitter, Emily Henderson, real name, shout out. Love you, Emily. made said to my mom,
love you, Emily.
You have to get her jeans. She's going to get beat up at school.
I know.
Because you, like, I begged you for jeans and you, like, would not give them to
I
me.
I got so, you colored jeans.
Yes, you did.
I know.
So the closest thing I had to jeans, it, like, they basically were jeans, but yet they weren't jeans. She got me periwinkle jeans, and then she got me a friggin'
vest, checkered vest
that was gingham. It was periwinkle and white gingham, and she would. But I had the only way I could wear the almost blue periwinkle jeans was with the vest. So you, like, literally ruined my life on purpose.
You also
dressed me in pajamas.
I know. They were pajamas.
Matching pajama sets.
I swear I didn't think they were. I swear.
How could you not? They were covered in bunny rabbits.
I don't know. I was delirious.
And you made me wear white kids.
I had too many.
No socks. Social pariah.
Oh my God.
How I'm as cool as I am, I'll never know. You definitely don't get credit.
It didn't hurt your social life. That's for damn sure. So don't just get over
it. Yeah, because...
Get over it.
Because I got cool.
Teddy, have you ever seen me on this? Have you ever seen me, even to this day, in jeans?
Never.
Never. I don't like jeans. I just don't like them. I think they're really uncomfortable.
Well, Teddy's whole family wears jeans. You must think they're real pieces of trash.
No, I like them on other people. I just don't like them on myself.
And me. Well, I like the way you make my giant pants feel. No, they're horrible.
They're horrible.
So uncomfortable.
Why does everybody love them? I honestly don't get it.
It's a ruse.
That fabric is not soft and cozy.
I'm with you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we're at the airport.
All right. We're here.
What a fun time.
I'm sad too.
I think we should do driving to the airport podcast every time I come home.
Okay.
I like this energy.
Me too.
Right?
It keeps my mind off the fact that you're leaving. So I'm distracted. It's good. It's a good tactic, Tay.
Who's going to drive home? You or Dad?
Me.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I love you to bits and pieces.
I love you too so much.
Thank you so much for a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for helping. Thank you for coming home, Teddy. Thank you for being so giving and selfless I know how much you love your family, and it's really sweet of you to do this.
Come with Tay-Tay.
I love you so much. You're such a sweetheart.
And Dad, because you're in the car, thank you for paying for everything for my whole life. I want to say that publicly.
Don't give me the microphone. You regret it.
That's absolutely true. No, but Dad, really, thank you. Now I'm about to be the dad of the family, and I have such a deep, appreciation for you, and I'm sorry that Mom and I shot behind your back. That was bad.
Oh, shush.
Because if Tay does it to me, I will kill her.
I can't believe he just blew my cover.
Oh, like he doesn't know. Give me a break. He's just talking into an abyss right now. Okay, bye. I gotta go.
I love you.
You guys, that is it for us. Thank you so much for joining me, Mama.
I love you so much.
Thank you for dadding driving. Thank you for driving, Daddy. And thank you, Rita, my love, for listening to me talk shit about you.
Thank you, Rita, for being such an amazing daughter-in-law. Couldn't do any better.
Okay, stop kissing her butt already.
I love her.
Okay, you guys, that is it for us. We love you so much. Speaking of being thankful, I am thankful for you guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
And listening and liking me. And even the ones that don't like me, still thank you for tuning in.
Like you.
Love.
Adore you.
Thank you, guys. This is really this strange little weird world I've created. And whenever I get to meet you guys, you are like the best. I'm not worthy. So I'm just so grateful and thankful for you guys.
Same.
You guys, that is it for us. Have a great rest of your week. Until next week, bye, girl. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.